All right, we're looking at a bit of brinkmanship in Paris this morning as the French Senate prepares to vote on a pension bill that has people in the streets. Really, they've been in the streets of Paris for days now. Christian Fraser joins us from our partner, the BBC. He's in Paris. Christian, first of all, the protesters have made it very clear that this bill passing, regardless of the economic inevitability of it, is going to provoke more violence. What preparations have the Parisians made?
Well, I'm just in front of the Senate here where the bill will be voted on this afternoon. The government has introduced what we would call a guillotine motion. In other words, they're going to pull all the remaining amendments together, 250 remaining amendments put forward by opposition senators, and then they're going to vote one time on it to try and bring this debate to a speedy conclusion. The idea being that if they can end the parliamentary process, they might be able to take the fire out of the protests on the street. But what was interesting last night is that the unions announced two further days of action. And one of those was November the 6th, which will come a long time after the bill has actually been approved by the parliament and has become law, which is a signal, very clear signal, to the country and the government that they're going to continue this irrespective of the parliamentary process.
There's sort of a tripartite spectrum of anger here. There are young voters who are worried about older workers working longer and taking jobs away from them. There are, of course, the older pensioners that if you raise retirement age are going to have to work longer. They don't like that. It's sort of a, you know, way of life in France issue. And then the unions are worried about this just opening a whole can of worms about union benefits and all kinds of other sorts of things. It's created unity. Are you seeing that on the streets?
Absolutely. You've hit the nail right on the head there. It is a multi-layered demonstration, this. The unions obviously are looking after their members, and they're looking for concessions for those that work in the hardest industries. The older people say, well, if you have to work 41 and a half years, as it will be, to get a full pension, then many of us are going to have to work up close to our 70s. And the young people are saying, well, if you keep older people in the workplace until that age, then there are going to be fewer jobs for us. And already there is a problem with youth unemployment in France. It's one of the highest unemployment rates for young people in Europe. And just as I speak, in fact, there are a group of maybe 200 young people who've gathered in front of the Senate, surrounded by the riot police. But what is quite peculiar to us, or to me as a Brit, is that, you know, it's the young people who are out here protesting about their retirement, teenagers, school children, you know, protesting. You don't see that in Britain. You don't see people involved in public protest to the same extent that you have here in France. And it's quite strange to see young people talking about an issue that, let's face it, isn't going to affect them for another 40 or 50 years.
It's astounding. Finally, the Senate says they want to raise the pension or the retirement age from 60 to 62, I believe. Is that the end of it, or is there the possibility that they could revisit this and that this age limit on the upper end would float upward?
Well, the unions have been making the point all the way through this debate that there is a need for reform. No one disputes that. There is an enormous deficit in the pension system. And so they want to sit down and look at root and branch reform. The government, they say, have put on the table a quick fix solution. And by 2014, there is an amendment in this bill to look at it again, largely because the system will be unaffordable again. So there is, I think there is an acknowledgement on all sides that with the country getting older, and it's a problem that all European countries face, it's going to be harder to fund everyone's retirement. And clearly, at some stage past this, they will have to look at it again.
A Senate vote, a pension reform, economic reality in France, and violence on the streets. Christian Fraser of the BBC, thanks so much.